Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me. How you doing, boys?
Doing great, man.
All right.
We're here.
And
we're, I can't believe, I made it on time, so I'm
You're here, you want beer, and
yeah.
Get used to it.
Sure.
Right. Okay.
I'll take a beer.
Yeah, will you? We have no beer here. Sorry. Only hard liquor. That'll work, won't it?
So proud of you.
Yes, it will.
Yes, good. Well, we got a lot to cover today. I mean, it's a very special day today because you know what today is, right?
Yes, I think I do.
Are you sure? That's right. May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Get it? Yeah.
Don't do that. Just get the line out and people will figure it out.
I got it. I got it out there. Cold. But the 4th.
Let's try that again.
You want to do it again?
Do it again,
really?
But don't do the get it.
Oh, okay.
Take two.
We'll fix this in post.
Right.
All right. Remember, today is May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Oh, wait. I did it again,
God
didn't I? Okay. Okay. Well, Barry got out his lightsaber.
Yeah.
He pulled it out of his buttocks.
Greg, you're such a nerd.
What? That's what? What is that?
You
put that away, Barry. We're on the radio. You can't.
I think we know what that is,
Greg. Public.
And I think we know what he does with it.
Good boys and girls broadcast with their hands above the covers.
Let's leave it at that.
All right. Well, you know.
It's for cauterizing the wound.
It's interesting how we've started off Scuba Radio today because it's totally different than the new podcast that I started, Level Up. With our buddy Willie Klein and the Dive God. I'll talk about that a little bit later on. But, you know, Scuba Radio is a little looser than
this show has about 60% more tomfoolery.
Is that what it is?
At
tomfoolery?
Least.
Is that the technical term? I think you might be right.
Which is 50% more than is legally required.
But here's the thing. You will get stuff and hear things on Scuba Radio you won't hear anywhere else.
Or
on the
won't want to hear anywhere
well,
else.
Well, no. They're little tidbits. There's little nuggets of knowledge that you can pick up on Scuba Radio that you won't get anywhere else. Like, for instance, you know, May the 4th be with you. It's a Star Wars thing, celebration, right? I bet a lot of people listening right now have no idea that there is a huge, huge connection between Star Wars, the movie franchise, and scuba diving. Now, Barry the Bugger is with us as well as Vinny Two Tanks. Barry, do you know what that connection is? I'll throw it to you first. What do you think? Between Star Wars and scuba diving. Come on, put on that thinking
cap. I know,
cap.
But I'm not going to say
Greg, you didn't give them time to ask Google.
Nope. There's no time to
Google. I think I know.
No
cheating.
No Googling.
CJ,
there is a scene where in the first, second, third, fourth movie, which goes
wrong!
Backwards.
Just stop right there, because you're not even close.
The water scene. No, he's right.
In the water, and they're breathing with little...
Yeah. That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, let's go. This is
good
a
guess.
Huge give connection.
Greg, give him a little credit, though. That's a good guess.
That was kind of sucky. So.
They were swimming underwater. Okay, so...
Vinny Two Tanks probably knows.
Barry, I thought it was a good guess.
It's much more prominent in the Star Wars world. What connection?
The only thing I can think of is... It's, you know, they train astronauts in pools underwater to simulate.
Yeah, they do that, but that has nothing to do with Star Wars. So
okay, that's the only thing I had.
So just give up, throw your hands up in the air, and just say,
Vinny, okay, actually, so what did you find on Google, Greg?
No, I didn't find nothing on Google.
But we knew this.
Something that probably will enlighten everyone right now, and I can't believe you haven't thought of this already. But Darth Vader,
yeah,
was a diver. That regulator sound effect.
Luke, I am your father.
Yeah, the breathing sound effect.
He was on his respirator.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, on his deathbed.
It was a regulator, right?
It was a regulator, yes.
Yeah, well, I forgot
about that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So now, I've connected those dots for you. That's good.
What else is going to happen this weekend besides May the 4th be with you?
Well, no. I got more. Check this out.
He's setting something up.
Yes. Barry, follow me.
Don't derail
us. Stay with me, Barry. Because,
I'm staying with you.
Because
not only did I like water, go with the flow.
I enlightened you to the connection between scuba diving and Star Wars.
All right.
On May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. But now, I think enough time has passed. I can release a very special audio tape that we have here at Scuba Radio. I've had it for years of some recording sessions.
I've seen it on the shelf.
Yes.
It was a reel-to-reel.
I've been concerned about releasing to this to the public because this is very behind-the-scenes.
Do you know what it said on that reel?
Stuff. What?
On the spine of the reel, the name of the reel,
it said
R2-D2.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, I this audio tape is of Darth Vader or James Earl Jones, is the voice of Darth Vader, doing the audio sessions for Star Wars.
Right, because he had to do it because there was a different actor.
Yeah.
So James Earl Jones did the voiceover.
Right, but the reason I got this audio tape was because of that connection with the regulator. And some diving friends of mine who were working on the movies in the day gave me this tape. And I think enough time has passed that hopefully, Lucas and all them won't come down on me.
So this is from like 77 then.
Yes,
or earlier.
This is an old tape
before they released the movie.
Old tape. And so I'm still a little
hesitant. Just play it.
I've told you the backstory. I don't know if I should.
You've teased us enough.
I could pull a Vinny Two Tanks and pull it back to say I have this story. I don't know if I should share it like he did on the Galapagos boat.
Shoot the wad. I
can't remember.
Yeah.
Shoot the wad.
Okay. All right. You think we're okay?
Shoot the wad.
All right. Listen, I'm going to play the tape. There's the world premiere of a special audio of Darth Vader back in the day for Star Wars.
Scene 117 and action.
You don't know the power of the dark side. Oh, my God.
Whoa!
I'm so sorry. Did the mic pick that up?
Are you kidding me? We may use that for the sound effect when the Death Star explodes. Spoiler alert!
That's embarrassing. Oh, good Lord, who's in charge of catering? I can't eat Mexican anymore. I've got a bowl of guacamole in my underpants.
You better get that costume off and check your underwear. Make sure the wardrobe lady gets a fat tip today.
Burn this costume.
Wow. Oh, jeez. I forgot there was a little last kick there at the end of that audio tape.
Yikes.
You won't get that kind of stuff anywhere.
No wonder they didn't want that getting out.
Yeah. I mean, that would have brought down the whole franchise.
That's embarrassing.
But at this point, probably no one cares anymore. So hopefully we're okay.
Is there any more?
Actually, you know what? I might have another one. I don't know if I should play it, though.
Well, maybe save it for later.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Give people a reason to keep listening.
Okay.
I'll turn my Star Wars vibrator back on.
Whoa, hey!
I knew it.
He called it, not us. Yeah. Oh, geez.
In the butthole.
Oh, boy. You can see what he's doing with this on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Twitch. And boy, are we.
I bought this for my son when he was a kid.
Yeah,
and he's going to throw it out.
You bought that for your son? Really, Barry?
When he was a kid.
Too much information there, my friend.
He wanted to throw it out, and I said, no, you can't even find these anymore.
Throw that out? That's got ribs on it.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing.
Give me that thing.
I thought I was going to get in trouble for playing that audio tape, and Barry just totally eclipsed everything
played. Never mind. Don't tell your mother.
Okay. Bend over. All right. So, wow, that's an interesting start to the big show today, and it's only down from here. So stay tuned. More coming up.
worldwide scuba radio network.
Ula! You'll hear that a lot when you visit Fiji. It's more than a greeting. It's the spirit of this friendly country. With 333 islands, white sand beaches, and year-round tropical warmth, it's hard not to feel happy at this exceptional dive destination known as the soft coral capital of the world. Fiji Airways has a modern fleet of aircraft to take you to Fiji in style and at great prices. Contact your travel agent now or go to FijiAirways.com and plan your Fijian dive adventure. That's FijiAirways.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Does diving in the Florida Keys for free sound too good to be true? It's not. Dive to make a difference and clean our seas in the second annual Trash Derby Dives, May 2nd through 5th. Sponsored by iCare and the National Marine Sanctuary Foundation. Win big prizes for bringing up the most trash. Free spots with dive operators from Key Largo to Key West are available now. Get details and sign up at iCareTrashDerby.com. Brought to you by the Monroe County Tourist Development Council.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Jackie and Peter are fun. They go to concerts. They are both getting their scuba licenses.
Hey, don't like scuba people.
Uh-huh.
I'm a dry land guy.
I know how you feel about fish people.
No, fish people are the worst, okay?
I think you should give it to me.
Scuba,
scuba.
What?
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
You know, baby.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
Hell of a party.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me. We got Barry the Bugger, Vinny Two Tanks, Jerry the Diver Guy connected via the web. It is a very special day. May 4th. May the 4th be with you. And we just shared some exclusive tape of Darth Vader and the connection between Star Wars and scuba diving, which is that regulator he uses for the effect. And I pulled some strings. Oh, I had this audio. I've had this audio for years of Darth Vader. We played the first cut.
It's fine. If you get a cease and desist letter, just don't play it anymore.
Yeah. I mean, Disney has screwed up the whole Star Wars thing now. So I figure how worse can we make it by releasing this now?
No,
this
these
is
are,
from
these
original
are
tapes.
Great.
And a little behind the scenes audio recording of Darth Vader and how he was using the scuba regulator to, you know, develop that character. And the audio sessions, and I have this raw tape. And the first one, I think you guys were pretty impressed with it.
Yeah. He had horrible diarrhea, sounds like.
Yeah, well, you know, he things happen. So, what do you think? You want to hear the next one?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Okay, scene 56, rolling, sound, and action.
You have failed me for the last time. Cut. Stop. I'm sorry, Mr. Lucas.
Call me George.
Okay, George.
What's the problem?
It's just this mouthpiece is a...
Regulator. It's a regulator for scuba divers.
Okay, yeah, regulator. Anyway, it tastes like ass.
What do you mean it tastes like ass?
I mean it is so rank. It tastes and smells like someone put this down their shorts and ran a half marathon in the summer.
Oh, man.
I mean it tastes like someone held this regulator in their buttocks. Is this some kind of prank?
No. Can someone sanitize the regulator? Maybe a mint?
Get my agent on the phone. This stupid movie sucks. No one will watch it anyway.
Oh. I think he kind of jumped the gun on that. I don't think he was that was accurate. It turned sounds into like a pretty
he,
big
sounds like he almost thing. Bailed on it.
Yeah. He, you know, he had obviously digestive issues. And now evidently the regulator was a little, had a funk associated with it. And I don't know. Are you feeling enlightened, Vinny Two Tanks, about this? So you didn't know about this. You're out in Hollywood. Did you know about these lost tapes that I have got my hand?
No, I'm not really, I've never really been a Star Wars fan.
Well, after that.
More of a Star Trek guy.
Yeah. Is that what it is? You're more of a Trekkie? Yeah.
Well, I got something I want to announce, though.
No, we don't have time for that.
Yeah, we don't have time for this.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No. Wait, go ahead. What do you want to?
Well, when I got back from our trip
to the Galapagos,
I caught a disease.
You caught a disease?
It's called EVGWS.
And that means?
Explorer Adventure Galapagos Withdrawal Syndrome.
Oh, look at that. Old Vinny Two Tanks.
I thought he was going to say crabs.
No, that's the trip to Thailand.
Gonorrhea.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah, well, let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
Oh, let's talk about gonorrhea.
Oh, no.
He went to Korea.
No.
Venereal disease and you.
No.
You got to admit, it was a great trip. And
it was an amazing trip.
Just wish we had a second week there.
Greg, you didn't pick up any diseases,
no.
did you?
No. Okay. Well, I may have the same one that Vinny does.
Not the
though.
Boogie yeah. woogie.
The
fever,
first one, just so we're clear.
The rock and roll flu.
Actually, we're going to try to connect with the Galapagos Humboldt Explorer today on the show if they can
get their
link set up. They're working on it right now, so we'll see.
Maybe they found Vinny's underoos.
Oh, he's probably wearing them right now.
Maybe they did.
Are you wearing them? Oh, wait, no, that's right. You left them on the boat. That's right. He left his drawers on the vessel. For the group that are out there this week. Maybe that's why we haven't been able to hear from them yet.
I'm sure they cleaned that before the next
Hopefully better than that regulator, but I bet it sounded or it smelled as similar to the Darth Vader's reg as far as it smelling like, well, he said ass, didn't he?
He did.
Oh, boy.
He said buttocks.
I got one more cut from this audio session with Darth Vader using the regulator. Let's see what it does.
Scene 206, action.
You have controlled your fear. Now release your anger. Only your heart can destroy me.
Cut.
What now? What is it?
You said heart. You said only your heart can destroy me. The line is only your hatred can destroy me.
Do you really mean that? Don't you think you really want to say heart? Isn't that the fun of it? We were beyond that, past that, onto a big dish of peas.
James, I'm so sorry. It's just...
That's just idiotic, if you'll forgive me by saying so. Just stupid, impossible, meaningless.
James, it was my fault. I said heart. If you can just say hatred...
You didn't say it. He said it. Your friend. Hatred? No, you don't really mean hatred. But that's bad copy. There's too much directing around here.
Okay, let's take five and we'll reconvene.
Tatooine, fish fingers. We know a certain fjord in Tatooine where the cod gather in great shoals. There, Luke Skywalker, shit. No amount of money is worth this. You people are such pests. Is Don on the phone? Is the offer to voice at crap-ass cable news network still on the table?
Wow. Wow. Little precursor to what happened with James Earl Jones.
This is CNN.
Yeah. So now you know the rest of the story.
And Thank you.
Now we've made that connection so the world knows how Star Wars and scuba diving actually go together.
Scuba news you can use. Dives and information.
Is it scuba news that you can use, but little tidbits of nonsense.
Frivolity.
Yeah, conversation starters, maybe. But they, you know, you get that anywhere else on the planet? Nope. Don't
hell
think so.
No. Oh, hell no.
Nah. Only here on Scuba Radio. 27 years of putting out this nonsense is just what we do.
I like the fart one.
And you and you're welcome. Or we apologize. Take your pick. It could be a little bit of both.
Play the fart one again, maybe a little later.
You think I
yeah,
should?
Yeah.
I
if someone tunes in the second
out
hour,
of the
maybe.
Three clips, you like the that one when he had the digestive issues the
yeah,
most, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
When maybe. He had a bowl of guacamole in his underpants.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. All right. Okay.
A tsunami of a
well, time. We got to talk about more serious things. We got a new podcast we put out this week. We'll talk about that and much, much more on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. May the 4th be with you.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer. And Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Peregrine is a simple, full-color, multi-gas dive computer. It's also the most economical Shearwater dive computer released to date. Check it out and the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Jake and I bonded over diving. We love diving. We got our diving licenses together. And one day we were on vacation and he was like, Mil, you got to be up at 8 a.m. We're going on a dive. And I was like, 8 a.m.?
Yeah.
Dive? Like, what
it's
are
vacation,
we?
Vacation, yeah.
And he's telling me, like, we're going to the same spot we usually go to. I'm like, it's boring. Let's go somewhere new. He's like, no, we have to go to this spot. So we go under and we're like many meters down. And he gives me like a shell and I like turn it over and it's a ring. And I was like... And I, like, looked at him, and he was like, and I was like, because this means up. I want to go up.
So you can't.
So that technically would mean, like, no, I don't want to marry you. I want to go up.
So you can't. You got to make a quick decision.
Hope you see the best in me. Dive in London next to me. Hold our breath, and we can go down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. May the 4th be with you. I think we've covered that base pretty good so far. So we got to get over to some more information that you can really use as a diver that might be a little bit more useful.
The meat in the sandwich.
Yeah, we'll get to that. And I bring on my good friend Mark Young from the Scuba Show to do just that. Mark, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
Good afternoon. Doing good. How are you?
I am good. So the Scuba Show... is moved to Los Angeles Convention Center this year, and it's going to be bigger and better than ever. I mean, we're going to share some news a little bit later on some of the prizes that we have to give away, but are you as excited as I am for this event, June 1st and 2nd there, Mark? What do you think? I bet.
I'm thinking about going to it.
There you go. See? That would be a good plan. That would be a good plan. I hear they're going to have mermaids, you know, so there's a reason. Yeah,
there's
think?
A reason, sure.
Yeah, but Mark Young will be there, and that'd be worth the price of admission just to be able to hang with Mr. Young and his crew, his family, and everybody. But we're going to pull out all the stops. We got a magician on, on site, a scuba magician. We got our mermaids, and we're going to be pulling out all the stops. And like I said, I'll talk a little bit more about the prizes. But what do you got up your sleeves for this year's big event in L.A.? There, Mark.
All the exhibitors, Almost everybody from last year, plus a bunch of brand new exhibitors this year.
Well, because is it? You think it's because of the venue, a change in venues to downtown LA? I mean, this whole area, by the way, where the show is going to be held this year, is all been totally like redone. It's like brand spanking new. Is that right or what?
The area is called LA Live, and it's LA's major entertainment district. It's got the Crypto Center for the Lakers, where the Lakers play.
Right.
It's where they hold the Emmy Awards and the Grammy Awards, the big 7,000 seat theater. It's got 13 restaurants, bars.
Wow.
Really, it's a spectacular. There's not even a piece of paper on the ground. It's they really made that nice, and of course the convention center's right there.
Yes.
So it's a good setting. We have a good hotel for the show that's right across the street. Don't even have to walk.
There you go.
Beautiful 34-story Marriott property.
Yeah. Wait, and it's
bars.
It's actually connected to the convention center. Is that right? The hotel? Or
no,
is
it's literally across the street. It's about 400 feet away.
Okay. Excellent.
So the whole venue turned out very nicely. We have 20,000 more square feet in the hall than we had in Long Beach.
Okay, so bigger. There you go. There's the bigger factor. Yeah,
we're gonna have our pool there again. All the photo stations. A lot of fun stuff. We're gonna have a bucking shark.
How about that?
You can ride.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah. You know, like one of those, bull riding things. They're going to have a shark with the same kind of contraption at the scuba show this year.
That's very, very close to what I say every time I go diving. Very close. I hope I see a bucking shark.
Yes. Don't we all? Get on board the bucking shark.
Then we're going to have our disco shark hanging over the pool again.
Okay, yeah.
It's a 10-foot shark that's made of
it's like a disco mirror ball.
The disco balls. Yeah. Disco mirror ball.
It's impressive.
Greg.
What?
You know what this means.
Well, we got to do our dance?
No. Oh. If you got to get under the disco shark and you got to play your song, Disco Lust.
I could do that, and I could change it to Disco Shark.
Greg has a song, like the first song he ever learned on the guitar, called Disco Lust.
But for the event, maybe I'll change it to Disco Shark.
You have to play it for Mark when you see him.
Yeah, well, he'll never allow me back if I do.
I've never heard that song that I know.
Count your blessings, my friend.
It sticks in your head.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, there's Bucking Shark.
We have our usual 72 seminars.
Yep.
That'll run for the 2 days. Good seminars this year. A lot of brand new speakers.
Right. Yeah.
So it's in the kids. We have a lot of stuff for kids this year. Kids are free to come in.
Yeah. And then do you put them on the bucking shark if they get out of line? Is that how it works?
If they want to get on the bucking shark, it's all theirs.
Yes.
Yep.
How is that going to work? I'm so intrigued by this idea because this sounds hilarious. And it just sounds like it's going to create hours of fun people watching as they get on this shark and get bucked off.
So is it similar to, I'm guessing, like a mechanical bull?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mechanical bull shark.
Yes.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And we're still wondering, we're still thinking of having competitions.
Right. As you should.
We're going to have it at our Saturday night party. That'll be an event there. Where by the way, Greg is the MC.
Oh, God help you.
And does a great job with it. And we give away a lot of raffle prizes, and it's a nice event. And then, the Bucky Shark will be there. And I'm just trying to figure out, maybe we'll do a competition where winner wins the trip to Fiji or something.
Oh, yeah.
We're thinking about that.
All right. Well, that could be. Yeah, we got a trip for two and airfare and everything from Fiji Airways that is going to be given away at the Saturday night party. I'm thinking, we could have a big competition like that for sure, Mark. But at the bare minimum, we got to get our Scuba Radio mermaids up there on the bucking shark and see which one can ride it the longest. Oh, we got Mermaid Kelly.
I don't get it because they have to go side saddle.
I know. That's going to make it even better. Kelly's with us right now, Mermaid Kelly, and she's like, oh, yeah, I'm in.
I'm in. I don't know about riding it with my tail, though.
Oh, yeah. You got to ride it with your tail. That's just going to make it more fun. You'll fly higher in the air and potentially, hurt yourself.
Greg, you need to rig this shark up with so much fake blood squirting everywhere.
Oh, there you go. That's it.
Oh, geez.
That'd be great.
Yeah. I mean, I think we got at least three mermaids, so we could sacrifice one or two. I mean, why not?
There you go.
For the betterment of the show and our entertainment. but no, that's going to be so much fun. It's always a blast, but it really is going to be going up another level this year at the LA Convention Center. And if you're anywhere near the area, you need to be there because it will be the center of the diving universe June 1st and 2nd.
Well, and, what's most interesting about the show is even before business is conducted there, you know, everybody's, it's like the atmosphere is a bunch of people with a shared passion. Everybody loves the, you know, marine environments. It's another world.
Right.
Everybody's in love with that. So everybody's the same. Everything's in sync. And even the people that are the exhibitors, they got into the business because they love diving.
Right.
Now they've got products and services and destinations that turn you on. It's the whole thing's just, I don't know. It's a good atmosphere in there.
No doubt. And it comes right from the top. You know, Mark Young and his gang there at the Scuba Show really know how to put on an awesome event with kind of like, you know, where you learn stuff, but you also just have a great time. They really just make the whole vibe really, really great. And hats off to you. ScubaShow.com is the website to go get your tickets now for the event, the Scuba Show, June 1st and 2nd. Mark, we will see you in a few weeks there, my friend. Okay.
And Greg leads the whole thing off every morning.
Yes. Well, despite that, show up anyway and get there early because we are going to give away a ton of stuff at the Scuba Show this year for people that show up just before 10 o'clock. We'll give you more details a little later on today. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Mermaid Cat.
What are you doing here?
You can check me out at mermaidcat.com.
Holy moly!
In the meantime, keep listening to Scuba Radio.
Uh-huh.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
That's some language you got there.
Now here's a guy. If he was a merman...
But why would you even say that?
I might let him penetrate the mucous membrane of my mermaid's hair.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Greg, the dive master!
Yes, master!
Now get away from me, you sick bastard!
You are one sick bastard. You know that, but I like your style.
All right, thank you. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I'll tell you what, the Scuba Show is my favorite event of the year. Well, outside of DEMA. I really enjoy the DEMA show, too. But the Scuba Show is a little different because it's, you know, everybody can go. DEMA shows trade only in the dive industry. And then the Scuba Show is open to anyone who has a, you know, passing interest in the underwater world. And Mark and the crew there at the Scuba Show do such a great job. Last year, we had a blast and opened the show by cutting a mermaid in half. Thanks to Scott, the scuba magician. And instead of cutting a ribbon, we cut a mermaid in half. This time, maybe we'll put one on a bucking shark and see if they live through the experience. I think that'll be fun. That is pure entertainment, if you ask me. I mean,
grease it up before you do that.
Oh, heck yeah. Wait.
Grease it up good.
The shark or the mermaid?
The shark.
Oh, okay.
Grease it up good.
Yeah. I think that is
bacon fat.
That will be quite a an event.
And then you need to be standing there with a slide whistle when they go shooting off.
Sure. That's just what you do. But, you know, it is going to be a cool thing for sure. And we do have a ton of stuff to give away. We're going to get a little bit more into it in hour two because I got a special guest who's going to join us and tell us about a special prize package that we're going to hook up people that if they show up a little bit early. Show opens Saturday and Sunday, June 1st and 2nd at 10 a.m. You want to get there early because that's when we do our thing. And we're going to be giving away a ton of stuff this year at the Scuba Show. It's going to be worth showing up.
Early bird gets the sea
worms. That's right. Show up early if you want a shot at some really cool prizes. And like I said, I'll give you a little bit more specifics a little bit later on. Now, I want to get something out there in this hour.
Is it a tuna carcass?
No, it is. But, you know, that's not a bad idea. And we could probably pick one up.
Chum.
Out there on Big the coast of California right before we head over to the show. Yum. We won't be far from the ocean, so why not? Right?
That could be a booby prize.
I mean, all this kind of wacky stuff. It's just what we do on Scuba Radio. But, you know,
and a smelly fish head.
Sometimes I get asked to do stuff that's a little bit more substantive. Substantial.
Substantive.
Yeah, there. We'll go with that one. And
substandard.
So the dive industry and Willie Klein, he has a new magazine called the Scuba Diving Industry Magazine. And it's business to business. So it's people inside the dive industry as opposed to just, you know, anyone off the street.
It's called Scuba Diving Industry Magazine.
Scuba Diving Industry Magazine.
But what's it about?
Yeah, right. It's about, you know, business to business. Dive shops trying to make their dive shop better for you, the end consumer, and that kind of thing. Anyway, I was asked to host a new podcast that, you know, features the writers in this magazine. And Willie Klein, our good buddy from over the years, asked me to do this. And so we did it this week. And so here's a little, little idea of what it sounds like. Maybe. There we go.
Time now to get the latest trends in dive retailing, travel, and training with Level Up, the podcast of Scuba Diving Industry Magazine. Now, here's your host, Scuba Radio's Greg the Dive Master.
Yeah, that would be me. And so I was the host.
Damn, that sounded good.
That really did. Whoever did the announcing on that must be a friggin' genius.
Underpaid, I'm sure.
Oh, no. I probably paid accordingly.
I don't think so.
Paid him a quarter.
Yeah, maybe. Actually, not that much. But regardless, we put it out there. It's on YouTube. We'll have a link to it at scubaradio.com, but you may have already seen it out there on the social media.
Great, Jerry.
Channels.
Good.
Yeah.
And, good for you.
Yeah, Jerry showing a picture of it up on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Twitch. Did you watch the podcast, the first one?
Yes.
And
yes.
Do you give it two fins up there, Jerry? What do you
think?
Yes,
I did.
You did? Okay.
It was awesome. It was good.
All right.
You did a good job.
Yeah. It's like...
you enjoyed the program.
You know, it's like Scuba Radio for business-to-business people with less of the...
Serious.
Yeah, a little bit more substantive, you know. Like
so they asked you to host it, right?
Yes.
So they haven't heard Scuba Radio.
Correct.
Then.
Correct.
That was a leap of faith.
Yeah. And they seem to be happy with the results. And it did turn out pretty good. Better than I expected it. Yeah, it was probably all the guests we had. We had Neil Watson, the Dive God. There was four or five people that were there.
I think
titans of the dive industry.
It was enough to qualify as a plethora.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. If it's me and a bunch of quality talent and people, it's going to be really good. It's not going to be like our show.
Thank you.
That's the difference.
Thank you.
You know, I'm the common denominator between Scuba Radio and this other podcast, but, you know, the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad.
I always knew you were a fraction.
Yes. You're only as good as the people you surround yourself with.
Well, I'm glad you surround us.
And, I think you're one of the squad there, Jerry Diver guy. So, Vinny Two Tanks liked it. And
I thought you had a lot of very sophisticated guests that had a lot to say.
Like I said, totally different than Scuba Radio.
Yeah. Actually interesting.
It's like the two extremes. When you put these two together, it's almost like exact opposites.
You ought to hire the producer for that show for Scuba Radio.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like peanut butter and poop. Ooh.
We have the same budget. Oh. So maybe that's possible. Maybe that's possible. But anyway, check it out. Look for it. Scuba Diving Magazine. Especially if you're in the industry, you'll get it if you're a dive shop. And then Level Up is the name of the podcast.
If you're not careful.
What?
If you're not careful.
What?
You just may stumble onto, you just may be building an empire.
What? You think?
Oh, yeah.
Are you saying I'm...
You got Scuba Radio. You got this new Level Up. You got the other two shows I won't mention.
Yeah.
And we don't want to give them any free, you know. I guess I could because you own them. Yeah,
yeah, World of Bloating, Just Plain Radio. Yeah, we got
World of Bloating.
Right. Depending on the day. Correct.
And,
yes.
I mean, yeah, you're that's an empire.
Wow.
Greg has a lot of responsibility.
You'll be able to retire at age 90.
Well, he's
getting famous. I mean, he's already reaching people in Sweden.
Yeah. Sweden?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean, Sweden?
Yeah. Sweden.
I'm a fan of their cheese.
Fish fingers.
Or wait, is it cheese or chocolate? Or both? Sweden?
No, IKEA.
No, you're thinking of Swedish fish.
Oh, that's right. That's what I mean.
Little waxy bastards.
Well, why Sweden, though? Why you bring up Sweden, Jerry? Well,
one of our guys on Facebook Live from Sweden right now.
Oh, okay. Well, what's his name? Give him a little shout out then.
Fleming.
Excuse me?
Fleming.
Fleming. Okay. Yeah. Right, well, Fleming. Well, thanks for listening.
That's one.
One down.
Now we need two more.
Just two. That's all we need.
I wonder, do you guys have any family?
What
percentage of the population of Sweden is one?
I don't know, but God bless him. He's obviously a masochist.
He gets it, though. He gets our weirdness.
Really?
Yeah.
We had to go all the way to Sweden to find someone that gets this nonsense? Well, yep. God bless him. And we do appreciate it. Yeah, but, you know, we have fun. That's what, when you can't dive, what's the best thing to do? Talk about it and have fun while you do it. And that's kind of what we do with this goofy little show. If you wanted something a little bit more heavy hitting, a little bit more substantive, maybe you check out Level Up, especially if you're in the dive industry or you're a dive instructor.
Well, that's
Level
Up.
On a dive shop.
You could call it
manufacturer, whatever.
Scuba Radio Level Down.
Okay.
Oh.
Then I'd have to change all kinds of
drop the
things
bar.
Nah, that would be too much.
Yeah, that would be way too much work. I can't do that.
It was a joke.
That's not possible. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this hour. We got hour two on deck. We'll talk about some of the prizes we got up for grabs for the scuba show and even check in with our friends from Fiji. That's coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.